This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Jordan. A Short and Easy Method of Prayer by Madame Guillon. Translated by A.W. Marston. Walk before me, and be thou perfect.
This little work was prepared for the help of a few Christians who were desirous of loving God with the whole heart. I do not condemn the opinions of any. On the contrary, I esteem those which are held by others, and submit all that I have written to the censure of persons of experience and learning. I only ask of all that they will not be content with examining the outside, but they will penetrate the design of the writer, which is only to lead others to love God, and to serve Him with greater happiness and success, by enabling them to do it in a simple and easy way, fit for the little ones, who are not capable of extraordinary things, but who truly desire to give themselves to God. I ask all who may read it to read without prejudice, and they will discover, under common expressions, a hidden unction which will lead them to seek for a happiness which all ought to expect to possess. Oh, if we were persuaded of the goodness of God toward His poor creatures, and of the desire which He has to communicate Himself to them, we should not imagine so many obstacles, and despair so easily of obtaining a good which He is so infinitely desirous of imparting to us. And if He has not spared His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, is there anything He can refuse us? Assuredly not. We only need a little courage and perseverance. We have so much of both for trifling temporal interests, and we have none for the one thing needful. As for those who find a difficulty in believing that it is easy to find God in this way, let them not believe all that they are told, but rather let them make trial of it, that they may judge for themselves, and they will find that I say very little in comparison with that which is. Study this little work with a simple and sincere heart, with lowliness of mind, without wishing to criticize it, and you will find it of good to you. Receive it with the same spirit as that in which it is given, which is no other than the longing that you may be led to give yourself unreservedly to God. My desire is that it may be the means of leading the simple ones and the children to their Father, who loves their humble confidence, and to whom distrust is so displeasing. Seek nothing but the love of God. I relate simply what has been my own experience, as well as that of others, and the advantage which I have found in this simple and natural manner of going to God. A Short Method of Prayer. Chapter 1. All are commanded to pray. Prayer, the great means of salvation, and possible at all times by the most simple. Prayer is nothing else but the application of the heart to God, and the interior exercise of love. But I do not think that all are fit for meditation, and therefore it is not that sort of prayer which God demands or desires of them. Come, all ye that are athirst, and take this water of life freely. Do not amuse yourselves by hewing out to yourselves broken cisterns that can hold no water. Come, hungry souls, who find nothing that can satisfy you, and you shall be filled. Come, poor afflicted ones, weighed down with griefs and sorrows, and you shall be comforted. Come, children, to your Father. He will receive you with open arms of love. Come all, without exception. Jesus Christ calls you all. Let those only refuse to come who have no heart. The invitation is not for them, for we must have a heart in order to love. But who is indeed without heart? Oh, come and give that heart to God, and learn in the place of prayer how to do it. All those who long for prayer are capable of it, who have ordinary grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is freely promised to all who ask it. Prayer is the key of perfection and of sovereign happiness. It is the efficacious means of getting rid of all vices and of acquiring all virtues. For the way to become perfect is to live in the presence of God. He tells us this himself: "Walk before me, and be thou perfect." Prayer alone can bring you into his presence and keep you there continually. What we need, then, is an attitude of prayer in which we can constantly abide, and out of which exterior occupations cannot draw us. A prayer which can be offered alike by princes, kings, prelates, magistrates, soldiers, children, artisans, labourers, and the sick. This prayer is not mental, but of the heart. It is not a prayer of thought alone, because the mind of man is so limited that while it is occupied with one thing, it cannot be thinking of another. But it is the prayer of the heart, which cannot be interrupted by the occupations of the mind. Nothing can interrupt the prayer of the heart but unruly affections, and when once we have tasted of the love of God, it is impossible to find our delight in anything but Himself. Nothing is easier than to have God and to live upon Him. He is more truly in us than we are in ourselves. He is more anxious to give Himself to us than we are to possess Him. All that we want is to know the way to seek Him, which is so easy and so natural that breathing itself is not more so. O you who imagine yourselves incapable of religious feeling, you may live in prayer and in God as easily and as continuously as you live by the air you breathe. Will you not, then, be inexcusable if you neglect to do it after you have learned the way? Chapter 2. First Degree of Prayer. There are two means by which we may be led into the higher forms of prayer. One is meditation, the other is meditative reading. By meditative reading, I mean the taking of some truths. Take the truth which has presented itself to you, and read two or three lines, seeking to enter into the full meaning of the words, and go on no further, so long as you find satisfaction in them. Leave the place only when it becomes insipid. After that, take another passage, and do the same, not reading more than half a page at once. It is not so much from the amount read that we derive profit, as from the manner of reading. Those people who get through so much do not profit from it. The bees can only draw the juice from the flowers by resting on them, not by flying round them. Much reading is more for scholastic than for spiritual science. But in order to derive profit from spiritual books, we should read them in this way, and I am sure that the manner of reading accustoms us gradually to prayer, and gives us a deeper desire for it. The other way is meditation, in which we should engage at a chosen time, and not in the hour given to reading. The way to enter into it is this: after having brought ourselves into the presence of God by a definite act of faith, the principal exercise should be the presence of God. This faith in the presence of God within our hearts must lead us to enter within ourselves, collecting our thoughts and preventing their wandering. This is an effectual way of getting rid of distracting thoughts and of losing sight of outward things in order to draw near to God, who can only be found in the secret place of our hearts, which is the Sancta Sanctorum in which He dwells. When, then, we are thus buried in ourselves and deeply penetrated with the presence of God within us, when the senses are all drawn from the circumference to the centre, which, though it is not easily accomplished at first, becomes quite natural afterwards, when the soul is thus gathered up within itself, and is sweetly occupied with the truth, not in reasoning upon it, but in feeding upon it, and exciting the will by the affection, rather than the understanding by consideration, the affection being thus touched, must be suffered to repose sweetly and at peace, swallowing what it has tasted. As a person who only masticated an excellent meat would not be nourished by it, although he would be sensible of its taste.